it simple, keep it small, and there will be enough for all. Take a little, give a lot. Thank Mother Earth and Father Sky for what you've got.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Green Women Podcast. I'm your host, Reggie, and a member of the Green Women Tribe, which was created from the Healthy Woman, Healthy Earth organization. We are women wrapping our lives around making a difference in this world. Well, over the past 4 weeks, I've been talking about spring, which I just love. It's such a wonderful time of the year. Everything in nature is rebirthing, renewing, and you know, we also feel that newness in our lives. But all of this newness can be overshadowed by all the chemicals and the yuck that's in our air, the waterways, our soil, the ground, and our food. But did you ever think about the indoor air we breathe and live in every day in our homes, especially just coming out of winter? Also, our schools, our place of business, and where we shop. But the one thing we can control is our homes. Today's world, we are living in an energy-efficient homes and modern buildings that can have unintended side effects. One of these side effects is less airflow. Lack of airflow allows for indoor air pollution to build up and cause health issues like asthma, or we call sick building syndrome. Sometimes, you know, our little babies, they have all these earaches and runny noses, and, you know, they crawl on the floor. They crawl on the carpet. What do you think that carpet is outgassing? So it's really important to know, especially where we consider a safe place, is in our homes. We have our windows are closed during summers with the air conditioners on to stay cool. And then we have them closed in the winter, of course, with the furnace or our fireplace running to keep us warm. In fact, modern furnishings from carpets, furniture, even all those pictures and stuff that we put on our walls, our beds, our linens, synthetic building materials, and yes, even our own carpet and rugs may carry more chemicals than expected. Also, our clothes and our cleaning supplies for our bodies and our homes are continually outgassing. These chemicals can make up to 90% of indoor air pollution. So, what can we do to clean up our indoor air pollutants? Plants to the rescue. A clean air study from the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, known as NASA, found that certain plants are capable of filtering these toxic pollutants. This study has been the basis for newer studies about indoor plants and the air cleaning abilities they have. While plants have less horsepower than air purifiers, they're more natural, cost-effective, and therapeutic. Air purifying plants are really natural wonders, although I think all our plants are natural wonders. These plants actually clean toxins from the air in your home. According to the Environmental Protection Agency, a growing body of scientific evidence shows that the air in our homes can be more seriously polluted than the outdoor air in even the largest and most industrial cities, which means we need these plants now more than ever. However, personal note, we need nature in our lives always. Okay, get back on track, Reggie. As stated by interior plant designer Lisa Munoz, plants naturally remove toxins from the air, inspire creativity and focus, increase mental health, service natural humidifiers, and bring life to a home. Different plants are better at fighting different types of indoor pollution. So your best bet is to cultivate a variety of these plants so that they can work together to fight all types of toxins. And what are some of those toxic pollutants in our homes that plants can help us reduce or eliminate? Well, benzene is a big one. Benzene, or a form of benzene, is in so many things. But they are in varnishes, detergents, rubber, paints, plastics, inks, oils, dyes, gasoline, and floor finishes, to name a few. Trichloroethylene, commonly found in printing inks, varnishes, adhesives, and lacquer. And then there's that good old formaldehyde, not commonly found, and I didn't even know this, commonly found in paper towels and facial tissue. What the heck? Tobacco smoke, gas stoves, because they apparently now they're outgassing and we breathe them in. So I've heard that gas stoves might even be a thing of the past. Adhesive binders and floor coverings, carpet backing, and yes, even grocery bags. I'm not sure in my research which grocery bags they're talking about. Probably plastic ones. Ammonia is another one commonly found in cleaning products. Toluene, commonly found in stain removers, oils, paints, paint thinner, paint brushes, cleaner, nail polish, and inks. And then there's carbon monoxide, and we know we don't like that. Commonly found in our vehicles, which sit in our garages, which are attached to our homes, fireplaces, stove, and furnace fumes. Styrene, commonly found in carpet backing, fiberglass packaging, home insulation, wire insulation, and also drinking cups. But did you also know that plants are known to increase mood and productivity, enhance concentration and memory, and reduce stress and fatigue? NASA recommends 2 or 3 plants in an 8 to 10 inch pod for every 100 square feet. Some plants are better at removing certain chemicals than others. Household chemicals come from objects and materials like I've mentioned before, carpets, glues, ovens, cleaning solutions, synthetic materials such as plastic fiber and rubber. You'll benefit the most when you include a variety of plants in a room. But before buying your plants, there are some safety concerns, especially if you have pets such as birds, cats, and dogs. Many of these plants can be toxic to them. So you really need to ask your local greenhouse about pet safe and allergy safe options or from your veterinarian. You can also look up which plants are toxic to animals on the ASPCA Toxic and Non-Toxic Plants page. An increase in plants can also affect humidity and promote mold growth. You can prevent this by letting the water actually drain into a pan or a tray under your plant, removing the excess water regularly, and then using sub-irrigation planters. Covering the top of the soil with Spanish moss or aquarium gravel, they state, also removes mold. I'm going to list some of the plants that are easy to care for. And for the most part, you only need to fertilize them once a month. You can also find which ones are toxic for your pets and which plants are good for certain toxic pollutants. So I'm just going to go through this list briefly here. Some of them are pretty common. So spider plants, darcinias, golden pothos, areca palms, Boston fern and aloe vera, chrysanthemums, which actually chrysanthemums are mums. These are ranked the highest for air pollution. They're shown to eliminate common toxins as well as ammonia. So there you go. plants that need just a little extra love, but they do a good job in getting rid of those pollutants are bamboo palms, English ivy, rubber plants, Chinese evergreen, and peace lilies. Actually, in 1980s, NASA and the Associated Landscape Contractors of America discovered that peace lilies were one of the top three plants for removing common household toxins, even ammonia. So there are more ways. I know some people, it's like, oh, I don't want all those plants in my house. And it's just more work to do. Well, if it's for your health, I think it's a good thing. But there are more ways to purify the air in your home besides houseplants. You can keep your floors clean by always vacuuming and mopping. Avoid synthetic cleaners filled with toxic chemicals and those nasty, nasty air fresheners, which are very toxic. Reduce humidity in your air in your house. Increase ventilation. In fact, some studies also use those air purifying machines in combination with plants. So if you're new to planting or you don't have enough room, purchasing maybe an air filter purifying machine is one easy step to get some cleaner air. Now I have a few quotes here about plants in our house. The first one is by Beth Ditto. A beautiful plant is like having a friend around the house. I like that one. The next one is by Terry Gilmetz. Plants give us oxygen for the lungs and for the soul. Beautifully said, Terry. And the last one is by Jim Bug. I thought I was pretty cool until I realized plants can eat the sun and poop out air. Remember, plants and trees give us life. As always, I would like to give you all a big thank you for tuning in and listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please share the podcast or tell a friend. Download and subscribe. We can be found on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, to name a few. Until next time, stay informed, be healthy, live green, and become an activist for your own health. The health of your family and the health of Mother Earth are true home.
Keep it simple. Keep it small, and there will be enough for all. Take a little, give a lot. Thank Mother Earth and Father Sky for what you've got.